In His Tabernacle, January 30th. Now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me, therefore will I offer in His tabernacle sacrifices of joy, I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Whoso offereth praise, says the Creator, glorifieth me. All the inhabitants of heaven unite in praising God. Let us learn the song of the angels now, that we may sing it when we join their shining ranks. Let us say with the psalmist, while I live, will I praise the Lord, I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Let the people praise Thee, O God, let all the people praise Thee. We must carry to every religious gathering a quickened spiritual consciousness that God and His angels are there, cooperating with all true worshipers. The place of worship may be very humble, but it is no less acknowledged by God. To those who worship God in spirit and in truth and in the beauty of holiness, it will be as the gate of heaven. The temple of God is opened in heaven, and the threshold is flushed with a glory which is for every church that will love God and keep His commandments. We need to study, to meditate, and to pray. Then we shall have spiritual eyesight to discern the inner courts of the celestial temple. We shall catch the themes of song and thanksgiving of the heavenly choir round about the throne. When Zion shall arise and shine, her light will be most penetrating, and precious songs of praise and thanksgiving will be heard in the assemblies of the saints. Happy are they who live within thy house, praising thee all day long. Better a single day within thy courts than 1,000 days outside, Moffat.